Warning! This video may contain foul language, discussion of sex, prostitutes, and other adult topics that might make some people squeamish. If you can't handle this, leave now, but don't bitch to me. Enjoy. Hey, I'm Scott and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today I'm going to go over a post that I saw on a forum. And let me read it to you. It says, "Hi all, let me first say no trolling here. I will start from the beginning. I met a girl online, did the whole chat thing for a while, and then moved to Skype. We did the Skype thing every day for a few months, and I fell in love. Oh, knucklehead. I have bought her a new phone, knucklehead, chowderhead, paid a dentist $1,000 baht a month, and like 7,000 baht up front to fix her teeth, and 2,200 baht a month to pay for her new Honda Click. You're a chowderhead, I'll say that right now. I saved some money for a few months and quit my job and came to Thailand. You fucking quit your job for some fucking woman that you met online that you've been paying for. I mean, I don't even have to read anymore. This guy's a fucking dumbass. And I'll tell you what, I have had less people writing me, asking me stupid questions like, listen, my girl works in a soapy massage. Do you think that I could fall in love with her and we'll get married and everything will be copacetic? I've been getting less of these messages now. It may be because people are getting to the point where they don't like me or they don't like my response or whatever it is. I don't know. Maybe they're getting smarter. I don't know. I would love to think that I could change all of the expats that come to Thailand and make them think about what they do with the big head instead of the little one. However, I don't think that's the case. Now, let me go on. Let's see, where was I? I wanted to get an apartment downtown, but was told not to by her family. Oh, many bad girl in Thailand, you stay with family. They insisted I live there. I hold a BA degree and I am a native English speaker. So I was going to go the teaching route. I arrived in Thailand in mid-March, had schools offer jobs starting in mid-May. Her family said, no problem, wait until school starts and then go teach. After 1 month, her father demanded I marry her or leave the house. Well, that's when you go, bye-bye, sorry, pay for your own shit. The sucker is now gone. The sucker has left the building. That's what you gotta do. Okay, but he didn't, of course, because without brains, there is only chowder-headedness. They asked me for 100,000 baht, a ring that was around 34,000 baht. Not that big of a deal. The other part of it was to buy land and to build a house and get us a car and start a business for the family. Jesus fucking Christ, you don't think they want too much, do they? I mean, it's like, listen, you met my little farm girl, who, it doesn't say how old she is, but you met my little farm girl daughter. I don't give a shit if she's a 10. And now you've been paying your bills. The family says to you, oh, well, you know, you can stay with us. And then like a dummy, you say, oh, okay, I'll stay there with you. Okay, yeah, no problem. I mean, come on. Wake the fuck up, dude. And then they want you to build them a house, buy the land, and then start a business for them. Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, what is your problem, dude? You shouldn't even be writing about this. Once the father said, oh, you either pay up and get married or get the fuck out of here, it's like, all right, bye. See you later, dude. You need me more than I need you, so fuck off. That's what I would have said. Anyway, it continues. Beautiful, huh? And continue to take care of the family, of course, forever. That's what I don't get. Here you are part of the family, and you're supposed to take care of the family, at least do a fair share of taking care of your family, whether it's your wife and your kids, or the grandfather, the mother, the whatever. And yet, it's like, what do you get out of the deal? See, this is the thing. think about three words. What about me? Not to be selfish, because I'm not the selfish type, but what about me? So when the father said to you, hey, pal, cough up some cash, buy some land, build me a house, that's when you should have said, well, five words. What about me, cocksucker? Oops. Let's see here. When I explained I needed to wait for my job to start, rage followed. I was kicked out of the house. No big deal. I got an apartment downtown, but her family hates me now. Big fucking deal. And and would not allow her to see me anymore. Oh well. There's other fish in the sea. It's a big sea, man. It's a deep blue sea. She says, I must prove to them I can take care of her family, her and her family, and pay the $100,000 baht and buy the ring. I think I am fucked here. Is all the demanding of the family normal here? Or is this just a scam from the start for the money? Thanks for taking the time to read this post. Listen, I personally think it's a bunch of bullshit. I don't know if it's a scam, but it's bullshit. What is she bringing to the table? I mean, really, what are you getting at? Here's the thing. If you need a maid, you can get a maid. So her cleaning the house don't mean shit. And you know what? I can clean the house. That's how I look at it. I can cook my own food. And if you really wanted, you could pay for a cook. Now, if you wanted a piece of ass, you could pay for that too. For a girl to come over once in a while and, you know, take care of things. However, you cannot get that, you cannot get honesty, integrity, true love, somebody who cares deeply about you simply by paying for it, in my opinion. You're not going to get that from your maid or whatever. So this is the bottom line. It sounds to me like, well, you know, if you won't pay the money, you gotta go, and I can't see you anymore. I'm so sorry. Oh, well, guess what? I'll go find another one. Next. Bye. There's other fish in the sea, honey, and you better either stand up to your family, which that ain't gonna happen, tell your papa to, you know, start laying off the lao, get his ass back out on the plow, and start working that buffalo extra hard, because there is absolutely no fucking reason. This is a perfect example of what not to do. Again, when I see this shit, it riles me up, because I just think, I don't give a shit how much money I had. I don't care what the father said and how nice he was in the beginning. Of course he's nice in the beginning. He's kissing your ass. He's trying to suck up to you so that when it comes time to pay up, you're going to be like, oh, he's a nice guy. I'll pay up. It's no problem. I want my girl to feel good and feel happy. Listen, that's a bunch of bullshit. First of all, if she ain't a virgin, there ain't no reason to be paying money to the family. And if you do pay, it's all for the stupid-ass thing called face. And that money should come right back to you. If she's married or got kids or any of that other bullshit, she ain't getting shit. That's the way that it works. Okay? But, like other chowderhead dumbasses, you'll meet some chick online. And from what I know and what I believe, your chance of finding a good, truly decent woman online and falling in love with her in a month is about the same as Haley's comet falling down upon my ass. It just ain't gonna happen. I mean, if you're really lucky, you might find one. But for the most part, listen, man, you know, really, this is the thing. Thailand is not much different than anywhere else. They have their own way of living. They have their own mentality. Yes, it's different like that. Okay. But when it comes down to it, listen, the bottom line is this. if you meet some chick and like after a couple of weeks or a month, she's like going, oh, well, you know, you can move in with me and, you know, as long as you pay $100,000 and you buy some land and build me a business and build me a house. I mean, like, Jesus Christ, man. You know, she should be worshiping the freaking ground you walk on, and her father should be kissing your ass, doing everything he can to be as nice as possible to you. And here he is, he's filled with rage. Oh my God, you didn't want to pay. Well, you know what, listen, don't bitch to me. I don't want to hear your bullshit. That's what I would have been like, I'm out of here. See you later, motherfucker. Because that kind of shit is the kind of shit that makes things difficult for all the good girls out there. And it taints the Faran that try to find a good woman. So, you know, either way, all parties lose. Anyway, I've said enough. I got a headache. I'm getting irritated. That's all I got. Until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok di lat jerk and mine.